This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, senators in the upper house clash over government's vesting of lands at Jemmets Lane. Police in Dominica gained support for their actions during yesterday's violent protest. Barbadian small contractors hail inclusion from the Ministry of Transport and Works. And Trinidad's main opposition party calls for international observers ahead of the April election. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Senator Elizabeth Thompson has stoutly defended government's vesting of lands at Jemmets Lane to the African Export-Import Bank, or Afrexim Bank, highlighting major benefits for Barbadians. Speaking in the upper house on the resolution to grant the more than 5 acres, Ms. Thompson first queried why similar opposition was never made to other foreign institutions who benefit from similar arrangements.
All of a sudden, they cannot be trusted with a piece of land. We shouldn't give them anything. Are you getting anything out of it? Nobody has ever questioned before what are the relationships and what are the benefits to be derived from having a UN house or any of the other organizations or entities that have built on Barbadian land or that have been given concessions and incentives. Barbados will be the hub, and when this major geopolitical shift takes place, Barbados is going to be the hub of a major development bank right here in this small country.
She also said it was important to highlight the variety of jobs that would become available to Barbadians and the need to upskill the labor force.
The activity in the economy is not only generating blue-collar jobs, it is generating jobs for all our graduates. It is generating jobs at every level. The people are not bringing a full plane loads of staff to work in the train center or the hotel. Barbadians will be managers in management positions. Barbadians will be handling IT. Barbadians are going to be doing front and back office. Barbadians will be hosts and chefs. If it is trade, interpreters, Barbadians will be getting this job. And the question is going to be whether we are training a sufficiently multi-skilled labor force.
Senator Elizabeth Thompson. In response, opposition Senator Ryan Walters challenged that perspective, stating that jobs across the tourism sector were currently under scrutiny.
We speak here as though it is going to be oh so glorious and that we're going to see all of this employment that's going to benefit all of Barbados. People are going to be earning a 40-hour week for a real great wage. And this is what you see, Mr. President. The union has to be continually fighting for hotel workers, for basic things for hotel workers. A basic percentage of service charge, a basic pay, even as recent meals. So all is not well, and this government must not behave as though all is well. They are here to act in the interest of Barbados, and it is fine to go on the world stage and have all these glorious speeches and be best friends with all the leaders. So while we go after the investment, while we want the bank to come here, while we welcome the $300 million, is it the right thing to do? Should we sell the land? Should we lease the land? But definitely we should not give away the land.
Opposition Senator Ryan Walters. Independent Senator Andrew Malalu also shared the view that the land given to the Afrexim Bank should have been leased.
So let me be absolutely clear, Mr. President, through you. I support the initiative of attracting the African Exim Bank to set up its Caribbean headquarters in Barbados. That is an excellent idea. Well done. I do not support vesting it in perpetuity without clarity to the Barbadian people as to what the benefit might be for us. I think a lease would have been a better way of doing it. And since you're not doing a lease, how have you restricted the onward sale of this property to someone who we might not know for their own profit?
Independent Senator Andrew Malalu. Dominican Senior Counsel Tony Astafan tells Starcom Network News he's backing the actions taken by police in Roseau yesterday when they fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters as Parliament began debating electoral reform legislation. The police had earlier warned that no permission had been granted to anyone to stage a protest outside the Parliament building on the outskirts of the capital. However, a massive protest saw persons being arrested and injured in the unrest, but Astafan thinks the response by police was justified.
If people believe they can storm the parliament of a sovereign state in order to cause harm and damage to the parliamentarians, the senators, and to the parliament itself, then they must face and bear the consequences, whatever the consequences may be. It's as simple as that. And it's not the first time. This is about the second time they've tried to storm the parliament. And they're always resorting to violence. There's the Salisbury riots. There's the Roseau burnings of selected buildings belonging to supporters of the party. There's the blockade of Marigold to stop people from coming in to vote or to leave the country. So it's a history of violence. So I think this time the message is clear. If you seek to storm the parliament again, there's going to be consequences.
Dominican Senior Counsel Tony Astafan. One roadworks contractor has commended the Ministry of Transport and Works for their inclusion of small companies in the ongoing rollout of various mill and pave projects across the island. Speaking from Eden Lodge, St. Michael, where Sorrel Avenue and Da Costa Drive are under significant road repairs, co-owner of Alpha Omega Construction, David Strawn, says he was happy with the development.
We are happy that the administration has seen it fit to accommodate and actually put work like this in the hands of small contractors, small capable contractors. And as I was explaining to the minister, which she actually observed, that a lot of the machinery you see here are also from small private individuals. And so the work is proliferating down, so we have that multiplier effect going through the different communities. So we're really happy about that.
He also said the ongoing projects were met with major support from residents of the area.
So it was in a terrible state. The residents are very happy. Some have even asked us that we can actually remove their fence to accommodate the sidewalk. I mean, we can't want it any better than that. And they've been actually living with this, and they understand the price of progress. So we're actually excavating that, carting that away, and bringing in fresh material, which we roll and prepare for new paving. In the meantime, the water services are being lowered to accommodate the new road. Our scope included Eden Lodge Main Road, Surrey Lane, and Da Costa Lane. Right now, the progress has been very good in Eden Lodge and Surrey Lane, and we are ready for milling and paving. That's the final aspect of that. Our work was thwarted by the rain event of last week, but we are hoping that the residents will be very happy come the end of this week and the end of next week.
Co-owner of Alpha Omega Construction, David Strawn. Government sees the need for a multifaceted approach between local entities to address rising incidence of non-communicable diseases, which remains a burden on the country's healthcare system. Minister in the Ministry of Health, Davidson Ishmael, highlighted this as he spoke with stakeholders during the Nutrition Month conference at Radisson Resort yesterday.
This is why it is important to have entities like the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security and the Food and Agricultural Organization, the FAO, to examine the economics of healthy diets and the crucial role played by sustainable agriculture. The daily choices we make about food carry far-reaching consequences, the effects of which we see not only in terms of our health, but also relative to our economy and our environment. To address these issues, it is critical to ensure that healthy diets are more affordable and accessible to all. This requires innovative policies and initiatives aimed at transforming the food environment across Barbados.
Minister in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. And finally, in Trinidad and Tobago, leader of the main opposition, United National Congress, Kamala Prasad Besesar, yesterday said she had written to Prime Minister Stuart Young requesting foreign observers for the April 28th general election. Mr. Young, who was sworn into office on Monday, announced the date for the general election on Tuesday, 4 months ahead of the fifth-year anniversary of the 2020 poll that returned the People's National Movement under the Prime Minister, the then Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, for a second consecutive five-year term. Prasad Besesar said that she had earlier written to Dr. Rowley on the issue of observers for the polls and that her renewed call for independent international election observers follows Rowley's dismissive response to the initial request. In her letter to Prime Minister Stuart Young, the UNC leader, she said she's concerned, quote, over the erosion of democratic institutions, the transparency of the electoral process, and the impartiality of the Elections and Boundaries Commission, end quote. Recapping the headlines. Senators in the upper house clash over government's vesting of lands at Jemmets Lane. Police in Dominica gained support for their actions during yesterday's violent protest. Barbadian small contractors hail inclusion from the Ministry of Transport and Works. And Trinidad's main opposition party calls for international observers ahead of the April 28th election. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.